I love St. Paul's reading today. He said very clearly, where sin increase, grace overflow all the more. And I think we need to remember that. We're not saved because somehow we do good things and those good things earn us more points. We do all things out of love because Christ have first forgiven us. The gift of mercy, the gift of grace, the gift of love that God give to us, it's undeserving and it's overwhelming. Therefore, we need to, therefore, once we receive this gift of forgiveness, the gift of grace that overflow even though we don't deserve it, we need to in turn know who we are. Here I am, Lord, I come to do your will. We say this every day when we say to our Father, Our Father, who art in heaven, give us this day our daily bread. We pray this over and over again that, Lord, let everything be done according to your will. It's nice and easy to say, but it's very hard to put it into practice. And that's why even the Lord himself in the gospel reading reminds us very clearly that we must remember who we are. We are servants. We are instruments of God. We're not the master. And too oftentimes, we forget our place. And we expect and we demand a lot of things from God. And at the end of the day, we make ourselves more bitter, resentful, negative, and we forget how much He had first loved us, and how much grace, how much mercy, how much forgiveness, and how much joy we have already received day in and day out. Each and every day, God has been faithful. So we need to therefore humble ourselves and say, Lord, here I am. I come to do your will. Lord, I am your servant. Lord, make me an instrument of your peace. Lord, help me to serve you and other people. And help me, O Lord, to die to myself that you are my everything.
Amen.